Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. It is 7 minutes after 8 in the AM on this, the Thursday edition of the program. We're going to be talking about Common Core. And that process, it's not a curriculum according to the Common Core advocates. It is simply a design set of standards. Yes, that's all it is. No, it's a lot more. It is very far-reaching. It is extremely intrusive. And it is bad education policy. It is giving the government way too much access to our children, way too much control over the educational process, and it is setting some disturbing precedences. On the phone with us is Karen Schroeder, who is president of Advocates for Academic Freedom. Karen, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Well, thank you, Seth. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again, too. And it's been a while since we spoke with you. Last time we talked about some of the things that we have found academically disturbing and objectionable in the Common Core process. Today I wanted to talk about this issue that was brought to my attention of the testing center, the individuals administrating the test, having the ability to gather biometric information and data on our children.
That's right.
I find this to be extremely disturbing. Not the research. Now, again, I said before we got started, if it's a case of research by an independent group looking to find a way to create a less stressful test environment, mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. You being in the education system for years and years, you know that there are some students who do very well in class and yet panic when it comes to a written exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So if there is research that is done, again, by an independent group that can come up with better ways to test that is less stressful, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. I do not want the government, who develops this Common Core strategy, who develops the tests, now to get biometric information on the students who take the test. This is too much freedom, too much power by the government. Help me to understand, what does it mean? What are they trying to do?
Well, there are three pieces of federal legislation that heavily fund and define this data collection system. And that's Race to the Top under teacher preparation, and then the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act and Obamacare. And what they are trying to do is they refer to our children in these documents as human resources. And what they are trying to do is create children that they deem will be in the image they think is necessary for the 21st century. And there is a study out done by the U.S. Department of Education Office of Technology called Promoting Grit, Perseverance, and Tenacity. And teachers are going to be evaluated on whether or not they successfully have children engaged in the learning process. And this biometric testing, this data collection, will determine if the teacher is successful in that. And if the teacher is successfully making these children into people who have grit, perseverance, and tenacity.
So in other words, under the guise of trying to develop a program that promotes that which brought this country to its greatness, okay? And let's kind of dissect it as we go along. The entrepreneurial spirit, the spirit of, I can do this, I don't need anybody's help, that's grit, okay?
That's grit.
Tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
That is an incredible characteristic.
Yes.
That is fostered at home.
It should be.
That is fostered by your parents saying, okay, this is an adversity that the family is going through. Here's how we're going to do that. Or, hey, this is something that you're dealing with. Let's work on it together. That's fostered at home. Where I see the potential is that the government, the Common Core program, has now the ability to segregate out those that have a personality that fits in with their political agenda.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And not only that, in the study about promoting grit, perseverance, and tenacity, they say this, quote, learning environments can be designed to promote grit, tenacity, and perseverance, and those skills will ultimately prepare students for a rapidly evolving world that demands sophisticated non-cognitive skill sets. Now, non-cognitive means skills that don't require intellectual thinking.
So laborers. Laborers.
Yes. So a major, if you read all three of these federal laws, a major role here is going to be preparing students for a workforce. Mm-hmm. You know, today in America's society, our children can make mistakes as in the K-12 process.
Mm-hmm.
And they get second chances, as many second chances as we can provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
But in this process, they will not have those second chances. If your child does not mature with the other kids, if they're more physically active, more involved in sports, and not really valuing their education, so many young kids do that, you know. They won't have a chance later on to go to have a second opportunity towards a higher education.
So you're saying that if they perform in a certain manner, this is the potential, that if they perform a certain manner on these organized, predetermined core curriculum examinations, that they are going to be tracked instead of for college, they will be tracked for technical school. They'll be tracked for a vocation. They'll be tracked to dig ditches. They'll be tracked to go out and pick fruit. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, let's pick this apart. I believe in this country, we put way too much emphasis on all students graduating high school and all students going to college.
We do.
Not all students should go to a traditional college. There are some that absolutely should go to a technical school. They should go to a trade school. They should look at farming. They should look at agriculture. They should look at a lot of alternatives other than the traditional collegiate route.
Exactly.
But again, the difference that comes in, and this is where the hair is split. This is where the good idea fails in practical application. That decision needs to be made by the family.
Exactly.
By the parents and by the student.
Mm-hmm.
The government needs to keep their hands and influences out of this decision. You know what this reminds me of, and forgive me for being rather immature about this, but my very first class in philosophy, my very first philosophy class in college, we read Plato's Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Plato's Republic was about the fact that the government knew what was best for society, and the government would determine what you did as a living.
That is what is happening here. And it even says it in the teacher preparation document. It complains that so many teachers graduate to be elementary teachers, and there are too many of them, more than there are jobs, and not enough teachers want to teach in these other areas. So they're going to create an environment where teachers are forced to become teachers in the areas the government wants them to become teachers in.
And you've completely ignoring the obvious way to entice people to go into teaching in areas that there is a need.
Right.
You
exactly.
increase the salary, you increase the benefits, you make it attractive to go into that field. And you, what do you know? Graduates will go, what do you know? I can make more money in this field. That's where I'm going.
Or to take away some of the problems. What are some of the reasons why teachers don't go into those fields?
Exactly.
And deal with some of those issues so that teachers want to take that teaching job.
All right, Karen, I need to take our first break. Give us some information before, and if you can you stay on the phone with us and be in the second segment?
I'd love to.
All right, give us some information how the people that are listening right now can get more information about this particular issue, a website, phone number, etc.
They can contact Advocates for Academic Freedom on the Internet, and my contact information is under the contact button. And there's also a blog page which has a lot of writings about this topic. And the entire website gives you more information about a variety of educational issues.
All right. We are on the phone with Karen Schroeder, who is the president of Advocates for Academic Freedom. This is Feedback. We'll be right back. We're talking about Common Core and the insidious problems that are coming along with it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It's 8:22. All right, we're talking with Karen Schroeder, who is the president for president of Advocates for Academic Freedom. And the issue is, once again, Common Core. This morning, instead of talking about the classroom issues and the fallacy of the education process that Common Core is presenting, we're talking about a very dangerous trend that Common Core is collecting biometric data, and to what purposes. Okay, so the understanding that I have, Karen, is that the government is saying we are trying our best to do our best for the education process. We are trying to give the kids the education that best suits them. And with that, I don't think anybody's going to argue. It's like, okay, that's a great idea. We all want our children to have the best possible education they can have. Where the problem comes in between, and this becomes an issue of your beliefs, this becomes an issue of character. Do you want the government in its various forms making these decisions for your child and channeling and influencing your child? Or do you as a parent, along with your child, want to make those decisions? And that's the big decision. That's the big chasm that is growing between Common Core and other forms of education, curriculum, and so forth.
Well, you have really defined it, because in the state of Wisconsin, we have the best local control of schools laws of any state. Yet, Tony Evers ignored those laws, trampled upon them, when he, in the process he used to implement Common Core. And that came out in the hearings, and the legislators agreed to that repeatedly. Yet, our legislators are not holding him accountable. They're allowing him to ignore our state statutes with impunity, and they aren't making him remedy that situation. Because Tony Evers did that, parents and school board members across this state have not been allowed to exercise local control of schools. And we have, from Advocates for Academic Freedom, have been telling our legislators, providing proof to our legislators, that we have not been allowed to do that. Yet our conservative legislators, on January 8th, the Joint Finance Committee voted 8-7 to fund this biometric data collection system.
Mm-hmm.
They are ignoring the fact that the most conservative basic principle is that we believe we're a state or a nation of laws, yet conservative leadership is not standing up and insisting that Tony Evers acknowledge that he broke that law and remedy the situation.
There's a great movie called The Usual Suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Okay. Really very, very good movie. The bad guy in the film, really a bad guy, okay? And he delivers a line in the movie that says, the greatest trick the devil ever played is convincing people he does not exist.
Uh-huh.
And we are dealing with the exact problem with the legislature, not only here in our state, mm-hmm. but nationally.
Yes.
There are too many people with their head buried in the sand that do not believe that socialist, government-controlled, complete dominance of our future is a problem that has to be dealt with.
Yes.
There are too many people that are sitting around going, well, it'll never happen in this country. Never happen in this country. You'll never see this. You're never going to...
And it is happening. It's here.
It is incrementally becoming acceptable.
Yes.
There was a time when if you called someone a socialist, it was a slap in the face. It was an insult to their very core.
Yes.
Now you call someone a socialist, they'll smile at you and go, well, thank you, I think I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what is happening is the truth of what happens when you give government all of this power, the truth of the evil, the truth of the abuse of power, the truth of the pain and suffering that comes along with it is being ignored. Mm-hmm. What's being pandered to is you don't have to, you just have to be the best that you are, and we'll take good care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need, we have the resources, we'll help you. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a case of we all have our head in the sand. The greatest trick socialist and the communist ever played was convincing us that it could never happen in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And what bothers me is, I don't care what your political party, I'm stunned that parents are allowing their tax dollars to be used to connect their children to equipment to test their attention in school, their energy, their effectiveness as a student. I'm so repulsed by this, and I don't understand why there is not outrage.
Okay, and here's why it is, Karen. Let me explain to you. This is why it is. This goes along with the thought that they don't understand what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
If this were an independent study, let's say Mayo Clinic decided, you know what, we are seeing just horrible stress-related problems in children because of testing. We are going to do a focus group. And we're going to take students and we're going to administer a test to them, not tied to their academics, mm-hmm. not tied to their future. We are just simply going to test. And we're going to see what the problem is. And we're going to help develop a testing environment. Maybe we need to paint the room blue. Maybe we need to have Tchaikovsky playing in the background. Maybe Metallica needs to be played. I don't care what. Maybe Barney needs to be on the team. I don't care. If it is an independent research group not affiliated with the education process and not affiliated with the government who is in control of all this, and the object is to help create a better environment for the children, that's what parents are all for. They're like, yes, we want my child freaks out when it comes test time. I want my kid to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. They think that, and they've been sold this bill of goods, that the reason it's being done is to help our children. It's to make them more relaxed. It's to make them more. They don't believe that the information that may be being gathered now under the guise of helping the students will be used to channel, funnel, and influence the students in a decade or less. They don't believe it. They don't understand it. That's why.
How can they think that? When they've seen what the IRS has done to the Tea Party members who applied for 501c3s, when they look at what's been happening with the data collection on the press and citizens across the United States,
mm-hmm.
and how that's being used against those citizens,
mm-hmm.
how can we be that naive? What is it going to take for us to... All of this information I gave you today is on the Internet.
Karen, we're not all naive, and that's the point. We are not all naive. The low information voter, the Obama voter, is the one that sits there and listens to him. Like when we have the State of the Union address, when the president comes on and gives his speech and smiles and gives and tells us, oh, we've got to close this income gap and we've got to do this. They sit there, they smile like a sheep at their television, and they bring it in and they believe it. They don't question. That's the part of our society that is allowing this to come in. You and I, the thinking individual, and those that are hell-bent on defending the Constitution and remaining strong, we are fighting this. We understand, but we are being vilified. We are the outsiders. We are the ones that are the radicals. We're the nut jobs. That's what's going on.
Well, we need to wear those labels of radical and nut job with pride, and we need to continue exercising our local control of schools and documenting everything that is done to prevent us from exercising local control of schools. And we have to continue emailing and calling our legislators and giving them copies of proof that their policies,
mm-hmm.
their actions are hindering our freedom.
Yeah.
And we've got to hold our legislators, our conservative legislators, very accountable
yes.
for standing up for our freedoms.
when our conservative legislators refuse to be conservative in their voting, mm-hmm. we need to hold their feet to the fire. We need to put our boots on the back of their neck and say, we're not putting up with this.
Right.
Karen, unfortunately, we're out of time. Give us the information one more time how people can access Advocates for Academic Freedom, how they can gain knowledge and actually join the fight to kill Common Core.
All they have to do is go to their search engine and type in Advocates for Academic Freedom. And several pages will come up. They're all our organization. If you look on the blog page, you'll see a lot of literature about the issues that we are facing, including my testimony before the joint hearing on Common Core at Madison. We have a join us button, a donate button. Please push that one. We survive on private donations. We don't get any money from foundations because we represent the voters and the citizens in this great state and across the United States. We're a 50-state company.
Excellent. Karen, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your untiring dedication and for your research and for making it available to us. Thanks for being on the show. I hope to have you back on very soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. The phone lines will be open to you. Let's talk about this. 715-845-2155.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.